of Yud Ches, Nakudas HaChiddush B'Tefila. Last time we started Perek Yud Beis, Koyach HaChiddush HaGonas B'Tefila. The Tefila, davening, is the key to our being able to be Mechadish ourselves. It's Erev Tu B'Shvat, to hold you onto the Tu B'Shvat. It's Chadshus. And you feel like it's winter and it's cold and you can't get yourself going. The holding of Tu B'Shvat is the Koyach of Hischadshus. The key to Hischadshus every day is davening. What's unusual is if a person would ask you, Stam, is there something new and exciting happening on Wednesday? Tomorrow, is there something new? On Wednesday in the morning, try to think what could be new and different on Wednesday morning. So he tried to make a cheshbon. I don't know, maybe I'm going to have a different kind of cereal. I'm not sure what you mean. No, you're going to daven Shachris tomorrow. You're going to daven Shachris tomorrow. I daven Shachris yesterday. So the Ashrei, I said yesterday, Ashrei I'm going to say tomorrow. So how's Ashrei on Tuesday different from Ashrei on Wednesday? What happened? What's the Chiddush? What's new? What's different about the first Ashrei and the second Ashrei? So one wouldn't normally associate his chadshus, renewal, something fresh and exciting and different and new, with davening. But the truth is that davka davening is the key to all his chadshus. To all his chadshus. That's what this parak is about. But we need to understand what his chadshus means. What does that mean? Chadash. It's not the same definition of something new in the world. Something new in the world means something that L'chayrit it's never been. So tomorrow there's going to be an iPod that walks or something. So then everybody says, oh, Re'ezah Chadash, an iMouse. You don't have to go and get the iPod. You go like this and an iPod walks. So it'll be something new. And everybody will be excited, and there'll be something new. That's the whole musug of chiddush in the world. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, certainly when you're learning Torah, you feel there was something I learned today that I didn't learn yesterday. Right? There's something new. Something new. I didn't know that, and I learned something I didn't know. And as a person progresses more learning, there's deeper and deeper chiddushim. That's what a chiddush is. And yet, by davening every morning, we say, that Hashem is mechadish betuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh b'reishis. That Hashem is mechadish ma'aseh b'reishis. Nu. And yet, when we look at ma'aseh b'reishis, it looks like the same ma'aseh b'reishis as yesterday. Right? It looks like the same ma'aseh b'reishis. If you go back to your old neighborhood where you grew up, so there might be a house like this or a house like that that wasn't there, but it's pretty much the landscape is the same landscape, it's the same world, it's the sun, the clouds. In that sentence, lies the key to all chiddush. So Rav Schwartz first is defining the meaning of chiddush. Just reviewing a little bit. In order to be able to use that key of davening as a means of reaching his chadshus. We need to understand the Torah's definition of chadash, of something new. And the example in creation that we see, and not only that we see, but it's actually called chadash, is the chaydash. Is the month. Kiddush Levan, right? Which is like this past month of Shabbos. Kiddush Levan, the new moon. The new month. It's a very big inyan in Yiddishkeit. And we learned that as far as the world is concerned, with all of the new inventions and innovations, Shlomo HaMelech already said, "Ein kol chadash tachas haShemesh." There's nothing really new. It's just the opposite. when we look at the world, we think this. When we look at technology, this, we see unbelievable new things, right? Shlomo says, "Ein kol chadash tachas Hashem." There's nothing new. Ma'alum min Hashemesh, Chazal tells us, but in that place that's called higher than the sun, tachas Hashemesh, under the sun, there's nothing new. Over the sun, there's something new. And every month, the moon renews itself. Hashem renews the moon. The higher the moon is part of this world. And yet, it experiences renewal. Yeah. That forces us to reevaluate the definition of renewal and to understand how the Torah defines renewal. And really, our lives depend on this, on understanding this. Because his chadshis is one's tool for surviving in this world, and for having simcha in this world, for being happy, for being excited about being alive, right? His chadshis. So what's the chiddush by Kiddush Levana? What's new? What is it that's by Kiddush Levana? So by Kiddush Levana, we had a big thing this past year by Erev Pesach. We had also the Kiddush Achama of the sun. Kiddush Levana means, and it's what all the Chachas is, when there's a return to that which originally was. True Kiddush does not mean something that never was. In this world, there really isn't anything like that. If they make new machines, it's they found new ways of putting things together. Everything that was put together in a new way, Re'ezah Chadosh, it looks like it's something which is new. Shlomo says, Karah Ha'yolam, it was always. What's real Chiddush? So Schwartz is explaining, we see from Kiddush Levana that the moon goes through, of course, a certain process every month. And then Kiddush Levana it returns again. It comes back. Chiddush means when something returns to its original state before things went wrong, before things got messed up, before chait, before sin, before there was a distortion or a perversion, before there was a change. Adam Arishan and Chava, before the chait, they sat in Gan Eden, and they were in a state of Dveikus B'Hashem, connected to Hashem in the deepest way. The only true chiddush that a human being is able to experience in this world, that we're living in, Tachas Hashemesh, is to lift himself up to that place, L'mala min Hashemesh, to a place higher than all of the distortions, perversions, changes, corruption, ugliness, all of the separation from the Creator, and to be mischadish, to come back to the beginning. What's the connection between that and davening? So on page Kuf Yud Ches, Nekudas Achidus B'Tfilo. Echad me'akarchas eikarim lachzir l'schadish hu amura tfilo. One of the great kaychas, the main kaychas that Hashem gave us in order to go back, in order to return, in order to be mischadish, is the amud of davening, the pillar of tefillah. Of course, we have three: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Learning Torah, Avodah means davening, and kindness, acts of kindness. But as far as this koyach of his chadshis, of chiddush, as far as that's concerned, the ikka koyach of chiddush is davening. The ikka koyach of chiddush a person achieves not through learning. Even though learning, again, as we said before, learning inside. You're always learning something new. But the really, really, the key to chiddush is tefillah. Since we learn that true chiddush means to go beyond the staleness of the world after the chait, after the sin, and to return to that state of Dveikus, connection to Hashem, before the sin. To go back to the beginning. That's a mechadish betuva b'cholim tamai severeishis. So the key to that is davkin tefillah. Hunevayeh. He said, let's explain. The pshit is, v'sholosh ha-tefillah shetikmu lanu chazal anshe knesa k'daylu l'hispala b'chol yoyim ein b'hem chiddush. As I said before, but pshit is, when you look at it just in a very superficial way, in a simple way, the three tefillahs of Shachas, Mincha, Ma'ariv that we have every day, and then you have Shabbos, and Yontif, and Shchaydish, whatever, we don't see anything new. Ha-tefillah shel esmol, ha-tefillah shel yoyim. Yesterday's davening is today's davening. If you say something different today than you said yesterday, and it's not a Yontif, and it's not Shabbos, then you should get thrown out of the shul. What are you getting up there and saying something different? You're supposed to say the same thing. And today's davening is going to be the same thing tomorrow. Imkein, kivyachol b'chitzonius, nirish ein b'tfilaseinu chiddush klal. B'chitzonius, it seems to us that there's absolutely nothing new when it comes to davening. So if somebody asks you that question, what's new, you wouldn't say shachris. You wouldn't say shachris. Say something else. That's the way it seems. Ulai, im adam ma'isif b'tfilas o b'akashas prati is b'seida. So then you think, no, so I have to make my davening a little bit something new in my davening. So I'm going to add a couple of things. I'll say some kibbutz chtelim. I'll have some hisbaididus. I'll put in some of my own things. I'll talk to Hashem's Baruch. I'll daven to Hashem's Baruch as the tzaddikim, Rabbi Nachum Breslov and Chavetz Chaim, all the tzaddikim, told us that we have to try to daven with our own words also. So I'll put something new and exciting. I'll find some hischadshes in that way. With my own personal tefillahs, which is a very big avoda, a very, very big avoda. Psychologically, it's certainly a very, very powerful thing to do. There's no question. Rabbi Nachman himself gave the moshul of a person who goes with his a business person who goes with his merchandise down the same road every day, and because he goes down the same road, the ganavim, the thieves, know, oh, here comes Yankel. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. This is the road, and they're waiting for him on the side. And they mug him and they take his stuff. So Nachman says that if you go down the same road every single day, so then they know to find you over there. So you have to be able to be smart and to go down side streets. And he said the Indian of your own tefillahs are side streets. Because psychologically, since we don't really understand the oimek, the power and the chiddush in davening, which we're going to be learning about, a person feels this is the same road I've traveled my entire life. This is the same ashray, just the 10,000th ashray. So you're going down the same road. So they're waiting for you over there. Who's waiting for you? Other thoughts and narishkeit. The ganavim are waiting to steal that tefillah. Even though ashray is unbelievable, but they're waiting to take that tefillah. So therefore we have to go all kinds of side streets that we shouldn't get caught by the ganavim. Besides, of course, we have to say all the regular tefillahs, but we have to find different ways. So therefore, ulayim adam ma'isiv b'tfilas abakashas pratiyas zui b'china b'siyama shal chiddush. If you add your own tefillas, your own things that you ask for, you feel in that some kind of a chiddush. Avlum mispalo es nusach ha-tefillah k'fisha teknuha anshe knesak dol. But if you're just davening a regular davening, as it was set up for us by Chazal, l'loy kol tesefes, without anything added, nidmash she'en bas shum nekudas chiddush. It seems like there's absolutely nothing new. When you're learning Torah, then you feel chiddush. Oh, that's terrific. That's exciting. It's much easier to go to a shiur on the inyan of davening, like what we're doing right now. This is much more fun. It feels like it's more fun than saying ashra. Because when you're learning, adam yochel lohesif la'atzma hayayim, you add something new, you learn something today that you didn't learn yesterday. And again, that's how we understand chiddush. Well, not only that, but everybody that learns Torah knows that even what you learned yesterday, page Kuf Yates, Hayyim Lahavan Aisayayse, even if you, whatever you learned yesterday, if you review it and you go over it today, you understand more and more and more. Chidushim, new things. Lahaskel Yayse, Vafel Chadesh Bayayse, to understand more and to have new Chidushim. Many times I've mentioned that Rav Kook Zechasav Gosroch used to say about his Sefer Ayos HaTshuva. So he used to say that every year in Elul he learns his own Sefer Ayos HaTshuva. He said, I see things here I never saw in the past. In his own Sefer that he wrote. He said, the new things every time I open up the Sefer. He was connected to the Olam of Chiddush in a very deep way. But any person really, when you learn a Sefer, even if you go back to the same Sefer, you learn it, you see something new. But what's the Koyach HaChiddush? Where do we find the Koyach HaChiddush? In the regular davening, not adding your own things, that for sure. But in the regular davening, where's the Koyach HaChiddush? If we look more deeply into this, Navin will understand ki adrabe. Rak shema vatlam es achidesh achitzayni, migiyim l'nekudas achidesh hapnimitz. Only when a person is able to bypass, look beyond the superficial chidesh, the external definition of chidesh, are you able to get to the pnimius of chiddush? This is a very big yisayid in the Svarim HaKadoshim. Rav Hutner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Pachad Yitzchak talks about this. You know that there was a din that on Yom Kippur the two goats that were brought, right? The Seal Hashem and the Seal HaZazel. The two goats, which the whole Avodah revolves around in Yom Kippur, revolves around the Seal that goes to Hashem, the Bais HaMikdash, and then the seer that's thrown off the mountain is Azazel. So the din in the Mishnah is that those two goats, when they're bought, they have to be identical as possible, in height, in coloring. They have to be mamish identical, as much as you can match up two goats. Even though, at the end of the story, on Yom Kippur, mitbarer, what becomes clear is that these two represent the two koiches in the universe that are furthest apart from each other. One is Toiv, that's Lashem, that's Yaakov Avinu, and the other is Lazazel, it's Esav, it's Amalek, it's evil. Right? That's what happens in the end. But when they're originally set up, you look at the two of them, and they're identical. They look exactly the same. One turns out to be, with the Goyrel, with the way that it was done, that one would be Lashem, and the other would be Lazazel. So Rav Hutner talks about this in Pacha Yitzchak. Why is it that they had to be identical? Why is it that they had to cost the same amount and be the same height? And the Mishnah goes through. Why two goats? Why do they have to be identical? And he explains this Nakuda. We can understand it with human twins also. Are there any twins here? No. But when you have identical twins, one of the things that could be annoying to identical twins is that people are constantly saying, oh my goodness, you look so much alike, right? So from the time they're in the world, they have to wear little things as babies and to make a distinction between them. So first, the way that you identify Sarah from Rivka is this one has an earring and this one has this and that. And as they get older, so there are other slight differences. If you get stuck on the surface of the twins, you really, really do a terrible injustice to them, to both of them, right? Terrible. It's a terrible injustice to take two people and to touch them up in that way. They're two human beings. You see, when you see one person, it's very, very easy to look at that person in a superficial way. But when you have identical twins, that strange reality that's before your eyes forces you to look deeper and to find something deeper that distinguishes between the two. Not an earring or a bracelet, something deeper. It draws you inside. The fact that they're identical tells you, obviously, there's something else going on that makes a separation between them, because they're two separate human beings. So it can't be that they're both the same. Either they look the same. When the surface appears the same or identical, it's only a simon that internally, in the deepest, deepest place, there's a very, very big chiluk. So Rav Huttner explains that the two se'irim, the two goats of Yom Kippur, draw the heart and the mind of a Jew beyond the surface of reality, to look at the world in the deepest way possible. To make that distinction, there's so many things in the world that appear to be right, that appear to be good, that in my own life seem to be fine, and force me to come to a deeper evaluation. Because it can't be. Good and evil. Yaakov and Esav. Even the fact that Yaakov and Esav are famous twins itself is an extraordinary thing, yeah? That Tov and Ra came to the world as twins? That's astonishing. Yaakov and Esav came to the world as twins. And the Kotsky is to say that we think of Esav, right? If you think of Esav, so you look in the coloring books that they have on braces for the children, so they make Esav, especially the ones that come out of like Williamsburg and Borough Park. So you've seen these. You have Esav, like Esav with a tattoo and a beard, right? he's like a thug. They're Esav. So the Kotsky used to say that, what do you think is the Esav? Esav wore a white bekesher, and he wore white socks and a white shtreimel. I think Esav. He went in Hashem along the board and pay his... Because he was poking fun at some of the rebbes of his time also, you understand he said that. He said, you have to look deeply to see Esav and Yaakov on the surface. That's a pleasure. Esav's Mechabed, his father. There are certain beautiful things about Esav. But not Oymek, he was rotten. The Oymek, he threw him off the mountain, Lazazo. The Oymek. So we have one part of our Avodas Hashem. One part of our Avodas Hashem. That when you look at it on the surface, it's screaming for some further investigation. On the surface of davening, there's nothing as stale and as old and as boring on earth, which is what happens to most of the chevra. Which is why, you know, typically on a Shabbos morning, I hate to tell the ladies, but maybe some of you have come at, you know, the beginning of davening, the guys aren't all there. Or maybe you've noticed, I don't want to say it, with fathers or husbands, some, it shouldn't be that way, I don't want to say bad, God forbid, but, you know, it's not like everybody's running to shul to be from the Asar Rishon, to be from the first ten in shul. Davening is a hard inyan. And Chazal says, I'm the Rumi Shalom, the highest inyan in the world, and the Roi Rav is Mazazal, the world mistreats it. Davening is the highest thing, it's not treated properly. Because on the surface, it's monotonous and boring. Every single day, the same thing. It must be that in order to understand what davening is, if you're being forced to go deeper, and that davka, that which looks one way on the surface, when you go into it, ad lo yada, which is the whole meaning of Purim, wearing costumes, right? It's not so far from Purim. Wearing costumes. And by a shikr, when someone is drinking, everybody looks the same, everything is the same. Ad liyadav and arahaman l'baruch Mordechai, right? Ad liyadav and arahaman l'baruch Mordechai have the same gematria. So it looks like haman Mordechai, it's the same thing. Davening looks one way, and because it looks that way, it can't possibly be that way. So he says, look, let's look inside now, read it again. Shinzabani Yesab Aymik Inyan on top of Kufyu Tess. The only way to get to the true chiddush of davening is digging deep beyond any chiddush that you're looking for on the surface. If you're looking for some chiddush on the surface, you're not really going to find it. You know, in this nusach you have one extra word, that a little bit less, a little bit more. But there's no real, on the surface of davening, it's old, stale, repetitious. Megiyim l'nekudas achidush apnimis. It forces you to dig deeper and to discover that it's the most unbelievable koyach of chiddush is in davening. More than anything in avodas Hashem, learning, mitzvos ma'asim tovim, in davening, this is chachas. Whenever a person sees a chiddush of in something in the world, he sees a chiddush on the outside, ooh, something new and something exciting. You get caught up and excited about the external chiddush. There could be the most beautiful, beautiful girl, or the most good-looking guy, and there could be that beautiful girl and that very, very handsome guy, that he's crashing and crying because when people meet him or meet her, so they're so taken by the external beauty that they feel that they're not appreciated for who they really are. That happens. They're not appreciated for who they are. Because the external beauty is so breathtaking, that why go any further? Why should I bother? Everybody's so mesmerized by the external beauty that who bothers to even scratch beneath the surface? You can get stuck. When there's a chiddush on the outside, you can get stuck. Because people love chiddushim, right? You love something different and new. It's exciting. So when you see a chiddush on the outside, you can get stuck over there. So many people who are like that, who are very, very beautiful, whatever, they're not loved or appreciated in a deeper way because everybody gets stuck on the chiddush that they see on the outside. Ooh, that's something different. That's how it is in the world. It's like that with everything. It's like that when you see people or to go to a beautiful place or to see something. The chiddush that's on the outside, it takes you. And it doesn't allow you, almost. It almost doesn't allow you to probe and to reach deeper inside because you're so verkauft. You get so bought. You get so taken by the outside chiddush, you don't even go weiter. You don't go any further. That's what it means. Adam, he says, when you have, when kolzman shebechitzayni yiseish na chiddush, Adam olu lehitof is the chiddush achitzayni. You can get very excited about the outside chiddush, and you never even go further than that. Look, parents grow up with their children. And they get used to understanding their parents a certain way. And they accepted the reality that they had growing up with their parents. They accepted that that's who the person is. And the only chidushim that they were able to appreciate were things that took place on the surface. But to know that person who I call my father is somebody so much deeper than I ever knew. By Kiddush Levana, women don't say Kiddush Levana, but by Kiddush Levana, that's a very beginning also, but by Kiddush Levana, so you know, you do know what happens, there's some interesting things that happen by Kiddush Levana, right? So one of the most interesting things that happens by Kiddush Levana is that you have to say to three different men, what does each guy say? He says, Shalom Aleichem. He answers back, Aleichem Shalom. Right? You stand under the moon. Dov Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Dov Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. You say, Dov Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Dov Melch Yisrael. And then, in the Holy News about the renewal of the moon, all the tefillahs and everything we say, and then you say, Shalom Aleichem. Whoever's standing next to you says, Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem Shalom. Shalom Aleichem Aleichem Shalom. It's an amazing thing. I mean, that could be the person that you're closest to in the world. It very often happens like that you walk out of shul with the person that you're closest to. So what are you saying? Shalom Aleichem. Aleichem Shalom. So the tzaddikim said that after Shabbos, you look at the person that you knew all of your life, and he looks like somebody entirely new. Shalom Aleichem, I never knew what a great person you were. I never really saw you, because I only looked at you with vachadika oigen, with weekday eyes. And now, after Shabbos, I look at you, I see something much more than I ever knew. So you look at a person that you've known your whole life, and you say, Shalom Aleichem. It's not the same person. That's Davka, when it comes to the people, you see, we all like to meet new people and make new friends, but that's not the Ikke Chiddush. The Ikke Chiddush is the people that you have in your life, that Hashem has put you with, and to uncover, to go deeper and to uncover what's new in them. I once explained the Shita Sabach when it comes to Shalach Manas, that the mitzvah of Shalach Manas became, you know, that it became like everything else. I don't have to go into it, what they made from Shalach Manas here. But the if you look in the Bach, the Ikke Mitzvah of Shalach Manas, Yishle Re'ehu, is not to people that you don't know, but it's to the people that you know. The people who you're closest to. Because the point is not to make new friends, but to uncover the depths of my old friends. Because everybody's wearing a costume. Adalayada. And the Indian of Purim is to take off that covering and to go and to look underneath and to see something that you never saw before. That's why in Purim it's Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim, Kimu masha kiblu kvar. The same terror that we had at Har Sinai, but we looked at it in a new way, in a fresh way. So in Purim everybody makes a l'chaim, because that's the hischachas of Purim, l'chaim. Nothing was alive until now. That doesn't mean something new. It means the same old friends, but I see them in a new way. The same Rabban Yishlom, but I see the Rabban Yishlom in a different way. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. I never knew him this way. That's really the Chiddush. That's the Ikkar Chiddush in the world. But in the secular definition of Chiddush is something different. So a guy gets bored with his wife, he wants to find somebody else. So, Chiddush. He's looking for Chiddushim. See, with the computer, people are racing on the computer like crazy, going, looking up and down, and of course, pressing buttons. And with the television, the remote control, something different. And with the styles and with the fashions and everything that's in the secular world, that's Chiddush. Chiddush is something, a new channel. That's called a Chiddush. Not reruns. A new channel. A new show. That's Chiddush. That davke is what causes a person to ignore the nekuda of chiddush. We ignore our parents, Hashem Yirachem. I don't mean God forbid we don't take care of them, but we ignore the depths of our parents. Because we accepted a certain mitzvah. And the only chiddushim are things that change from day to day, with the conversations we have, things that we talk about, we do for each other, and so on. But the etzim of the person, it's an alta maisa. I know this person, this is the same one who bore me, brought me into the world and diapered me. So not, it's an alta maisa. It's an old business. It's an old business. And so someone says to you, oh, I have the most exciting person waiting in the next room. You're going to be spending the next 24 hours. They say, no kidding. This is somebody you wouldn't, unbelievable. You never saw on Facebook such a person. I said it right, yeah? You never saw on any Facebook this person. And you're all excited that you meet somebody, and then it's mom. Like mom comes out. And I say, you never ever saw this person in your life. I say, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. You never knew the person b'chlal. You can go till you leave the world, you never knew the person. Usually after the person leaves at 120, then the children are crashing, oh, I wish I would have known my mother, I wish I would have known my father. And then they find some old letters. But people come during Shiv and they tell you Maisim, and you go, I never know. I didn't know that these things about my father, my mother. You could have known them. You didn't have to have strangers come and tell you. You accepted the surface. You lived in that place. You weren't forced into that Nakuda of the Chiddush, like when you have two twins. The koach of ischachis is not on the surface. It's not a new show, a new gadget. Ischachis is something very deep. Kasher b'chitzonius ein chiddush. When you look at something and on the outside there's no chiddush, there's nothing new. V'hanefesh harei mishtakekes l'chiddush. We know that the soul of a person is longing for something new. Everybody is chalishing for something new. Everybody wants a chiddush. V'hanefesh harei mishtakekes l'chiddush. Harei, I'm sorry, himuchrocha l'chapes es nekudas achiddush bepnimius v'loi b'chitzonius. When you see something that's the same every day, a mother, a father, davening, something is the same every day. Just the same. You want very much that, everybody wants a chiddush, wants something new. On the surface, you're not going to find the chiddush. Because it's the same. Pretty much every day is the same. So you have to look deeper to find the chiddush. Ha'emesi, she'ein tefilo doyma l'chavata. The truth is that the Mekubalim taught us that never ever since davening began in the world have there ever been two tefillahs that are identical. Never. Ha'emesi, she'ein tefilo doyma l'chavata. You know they're the same words, more or less. There have never been ein tefilo doyma l'chavata. Really? There's not even, ain't to a dime, it's not even similar to. K'mesha Kosev Hanef Shechaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, all the Mekubalim have taught us that. V'af al pi shahanusach achitzoini hu echad, even though the nusach, the actual words that we say is pretty much the same, av v'pnimiyas atfila, but the pnimiyas, the inner essence of tefila, there's no tefillah that's the same as the other one. The person, when the person said, who the person is, what's he going through in his life. If it feels that way to you, it's because you're not tapping into the chiddush. You're just mumbling the words. Mumbling the words, so then there's no chiddush. Ein lecha chiddush gadol mizeh. There's no greater chiddush. That could be caused on the outside, like the identical twins. It seems to be the same. Tefillah. Every tefillah seems to be an identical twin with the other tefillah. The truth is, ein lecha chiddush gadol mizeh. She'as oisai nusach oimim b'meshach alfei shanim. For thousands of years, Jews are saying the same words. Kol knesses yisrael midayom b'yom. The entire Jewish people. Almost every week I have some Ashkenazi that wants to be a davener Svad, and the Svadi wants to daven Ashkenazi. You know, these questions, like, I got to get out of this. I got to get something. I have something new in my siddur. So the guy that's davening Svad wants to daven Ashkenazi, wants the Svad to be, because I can't take the boredom of that. So give me a word or two, something. Switch a Baruch Shema with a Haidu, give me something different. I can't take it anymore. Thousands of years, the same words. Vim keinem adbech itzayin hu echad. The outside madbeya, the outside text of the words, is pretty much, it's one, it's the same. Vim kol zayis, Hanakuda hapnimis yesh ba shinu b'chol pam upam. The Mekubalim have taught us that in pnimis, every single davening is different. Every davening. That saying Baruch Shemar, that saying Asher Yishtabach on Yud Beis Shvat, Tavshin Ayin was never ever before in the world. And the Baruch Shalom created you and put you into the world and kept you alive, so you should be able to say Shachris, Yud Gimel, Yud Beis Shvat, Tav Shin Ayin. And that tefillah makes certain tikkunim in the Olam Hashel Yoinim, whatever that is, in the higher worlds, that no other tefillah that ever was orphaned up since Adam HaRishon was in the world. And the Mekubalim were familiar with the streets and the pathways of the universe. It's always different. Adam la'adam, no two people, it's not the same tefillah. Obviously, we're not talking about when someone is just half asleep and saying the words, then they're very similar to people. two people are mumbling words without thinking, so you could say that's very, very similar. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about really, really davening. Each person is different from another person, and every day and every tefillah, shachas of that day. Sometimes a person gets stuck and he has to daven in a certain place. And many years ago, so when we were first married, so I used to sometimes I had to do to try to fill in a little bit. So I would do hashgachas, with kashas, and I would be in these hotels kashing. I had to be there like at 4:30 in the morning on Sunday to kasha, for a wedding or something. It was in the afternoon to get the place ready. It's a very, very hard work, and I'm glad I'm not basing that anymore. So I was in this hotel someplace in New Jersey, but in a place in New Jersey that I never heard of. Now, even the places in New Jersey that I heard of, I can never find my way to them. I don't know if you've ever had the same thing. Okay, that's a separate story. I don't know what's going on in that state, but okay, I never had. And if you miss the thing, then you can't get back for like another hour, because they don't let you turn. You have to do something. GPS is a lot better. So I was in this hotel, and it was Elul. It was Elul. And I had a terrible, terrible chalishas adas. I can't even describe it. That I was in this place, because I had to get there early. It was too early to daven. And I was already busy with the ovens and getting with the guy and what kind of workers you have there, and the things that they talk about, and getting with the schmutz and cleaning out the chazif, the pig from the oven, so that 7-8 hours later you could be cooking their glatt kosher roast, you understand? So, and then I had to go clean off the chazit tray from my hands, and to go I was dirty from this, and to go then put on my towels and tefillin. And I'm standing by a window in some place out there, I'd never heard of this town, in this big hotel, and I was able to run away for like 40 minutes to lock the thing and to keep all the guy out of the kitchen and to go and run to daven. And there was another yid with me, a very, very precious Jew. And we were doing it together. Thank God I had somebody with me. And we went to daven. And I was standing by the window. I started to cry. But I felt like I'm in this crazy goddess. It's almost Rosh Hashanah. And I'm here with Chazu and listening to these guys with their filthy mouths. And this is what became of me. And my friend came over to me. And I'm standing there by Talisman film, looking out this window. And he said a beautiful thing. He said, Maisha, probably in the place we're in now, since Brejus, in this exact spot where we are, that there were never any Yidden over here that offered up any Nachas Ruach to the Bar Yisrael to say Tfilas to the Bar Yisrael. So he said, it's a gewaldig schus that Hashem is Baruch, for whatever reason, it came about that he put us exactly in this place, that we should be able to say a couple of words to talk to him. It gave me I remember to this day so clearly the feeling that it gave me. I told me you pulled me out from such a dika'on, a depression. But that there's hashgacha pratis where a person ends up in this place and goes to that place. And why the Bar Olam wanted you to say that day, sometimes you feel, what kind of davening is this, especially a mother with children. If you have little children and you're trying to ganve a Shemoneh Esrei, because they usually, for some reason, children get the most nervous when they see that the mother's shuckling by Shemoneh Esrei. They feel that something's wrong over here. And they start to davka need the mother when she's trying to say for 30 seconds to just run through a Shemoneh Esrei. And the children know this and the different things. Nobody else with the Baruch Shalom has an Indian that day for you to be in that place with that feeling, that moment in the history of the universe, that you should say those words. And to remember there's a Baruch Shalom that you're standing in front of the Master of the world and to say to him a few words. All of these things are very, very deep secrets in creation. There are never two tefillahs that are the same. Only a person that doesn't tap into this chadshus of tefillah. So he feels that way. So where's the koich of chiddush in the davening? We have to look for it. The koich of chiddush in davening is dvekas b'Hashem, of course, which is the essence of davening, connecting to God, standing in the presence of God. That's the return to the beginning. That's what we're going to learn. Vim kol zayis, he says, everything is different. Chiddush kaim, ak shahadam tzarech l'schaber lo l'kabos kar chiddush. The chiddush is there, but you have to connect to it. You have to allow yourself to experience the chiddush. The chiddush is in davening. There are no two tefillahs that are the same. No two tefillahs and inspirations are the same. It's there. Just like the creation itself has never been the same. Hashem's mechadosh, every second it's different. The koach chiddush is there. It's there with our parents also. It's there with each other. It's there with friends. It's there with the husband and wife. You have to connect to the chiddush, and to allow yourself to receive the koach chiddush. Also, Rosh Chodesh is so underrated. So underrated, Rosh Chodesh. It's such an under... Because why? Because it happens every month. So, it's not as exciting as the Rosh Hashanah. Or Yom Tov. It comes Rosh Chodesh. The emphasis is that there should be the Indian of Rosh Chodesh, we should spend a whole year just to start to talk about Rosh Chodesh. What the Indian of Rosh Chodesh is. In the davening, we say, Rosh Chodesh L'amcha Nesata. Obviously, there's a special koach of Chiddush and Rosh Chodesh. Hashem, you gave us Rosh Chodesh. Zman Kapara L'chol Tadosh. It's a time of atonement. Kapara. Rosh Chodesh. In the Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh, Lehm Ezgal and the Kodesh of Kapara Schait. When you look at Rosh Chodesh, what's the Kapara Schait? What's going on over here? The answer is, if you go through Rosh Chodesh and you have not removed that feeling of being distant from God and you're still distant from Hashem, then there is no kapara Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is just another repeat of last Rosh Chodesh. Just this one's called Shvat and the last one was called Teves. So then there is no kapara. There is no kapara. Rosh Chodesh has tremendous, tremendous power of chiddush. And wherein lies the power of chiddush? In zman kapara l'chol tadosh. What's kapara? Kapara kippur, kippur. Kapara means clearing away things that are blocking between somebody and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what kapara means. Kapara means to clean out, to clear away everything that's between a Jew and Hashem's Baruch Hu. Kol chiddush in yonai, kfi shamanu, lach zilamatzav esharoshi shal kirvas Hashem. As we learned, what chiddush really means is like Adam HaRishon before the sin, which means every real chiddush is going back to that matzav, that original state of closeness to God. That's the new moon. Going back to how it was at the beginning, when it first was created. So we all feel a little bit of that on Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur, you could taste a little bit like that. But really, a person could feel it all the time. That's chiddush. Going back to the original state of things. The original state of things was dveikus b'Hashem. Was connection to Hashem. All that's old and stale and boring and monotonous and miserable in the world and in life is the result of distance from God. Period. It's the result of distance from Hashem. Whatever is connected to Hashem is fresh and new and delicious. The further it's away, it's like the water that you drink by the time it comes into our faucets. You have to be crazy to drink it straight. You know, it's all kinds of monsters in there. So nobody drinks regular water anymore. Everybody's buying water for a few dollars. So my father still hasn't come to terms with that. He still is holding out. He's like one of the last holdouts. He's not paying money for a bottle of water. For seltzer, he'll pay money. But he's not paying money for a bottle of water. What my father will never do. He doesn't drink any soda either. He'll have seltzer. but he's not paying for water. He thinks that we're all crazy and there's no such thing. And he's convinced 100% that there's some guy in the back that's with a hose filling it up from the bathroom. 100%. He always tells it. And when the kids, they all have what is it? What do you think? The damage is, I would never want to disagree with my father, but not that these Poland Springs or whatever, all these different brands, I don't know exactly. They're not from the picture they has of some spring somewhere. I don't know. But I don't know if it comes from a bathroom or it comes from a bathroom in Maine. I don't know. But I'm not sure what it is exactly, because I already heard they made studies and they found all kinds of things. Al Kaponim, it's better than the regular water from the faucet. Because until the water comes to the faucet, it's a whole mahalach. There's this fantastic children's book that I used to read with the kids who were little with them. And it was one of those books that's so good that even if the kid didn't want to read it and wanted to do something else, I said, we're going to finish this book. And it's about this classroom that they go, the teacher takes them on these like science journeys. But they really like go into the, what's it called?
Mrs.
Unbelievable books. I love those books. So they had this one about where water comes from. And it was like a whole trip in this bus. They go on the bus, you know, and they go like in this trip, and the pictures and I learned all these things I never knew, like from the book. Mrs. Frizzle, right? So they went once was with the water, and show you how the water gets into the sink. And I never knew all that, like how it's a whole mahalach until it gets to the sink. So it's already old. The water that we drink is not new. It says an interesting thing. The Ishwitzer brings down in a few places. It says, one of the miracles in the Beis HaMikdash, you know, was that the Lechem Hapanim, the Chalas, of the Kahanim, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was always hot and fresh, right? It was a miracle. From Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. It was like, it was still steaming. It was still steaming hot the whole week. Sitting out, it was steaming hot. So the Ishwitzer says, how could that be? So he says, it says in the Pasuk, it says, Lechem lifnei Hashem, because it's in God's presence. So the Ishbitzer says that as long as something is in God's presence, it's fresh. The second it takes on a life of its own, it has itself, and it thinks it doesn't need God, that's when it becomes old and stale. Same thing with people. Those who are standing in God's presence, like a B'ditchel, to the last moment of his life. It was fresh and hot. Everything, every mitzvah, every davening, every good morning, every good Shabbos, it was like it just came out of the oven. Because when you lifnei Hashem, then you're right out of the oven. All of davening is to bring a Jew to that matzav of what? Lifnei Hashem. That's the whole tachas of davening. Is to bring you to that state of feeling that you are lifnei Hashem. Of being aware of being lifnei Hashem. When you're in that way, and you're in that place of lifnei Hashem, then you're in the world of Chiddush. When you're not, when you don't feel that you're lifnei Hashem, then you're like the water that's already far, far, far away from the place that it came from. It already picks up all kinds of stuff along the way. Then you're far away. Then you're looking for different kinds of Chiddush, a new television show, a new website, a new dress, a new this, a new that. Something different. That's The chiddush is to go back to that. So dveikus because we're going to pshuto zeu etzma chiddush. That's chiddush. Mimela ha chiddush meisiv es achet umekarev es ha'odim. El kan therefore reish chiddush is a time of his man kapar l'chol tadosim, because reish chiddush is chiddush. Chiddush means going back to the beginning, before the chet. That's what reish chiddush is all about. Without going to now the moon and everything else, we don't have time to go. You all know this anyway. But that's going back to the beginning. It's reish chiddush. That's the whole kapar of Rosh Hashanah Kippur. It's going back to the beginning. Zehayom tchilas masecha, Rosh Hashanah. Zikran liyam rishon. Zehayom tchilas masecha, Zikran liyam rishon. Going back to the beginning. Before it got messed up. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh is Zman Kapar. Every beginning, every return to the beginning is Zman Kapar. Every beginning. Dem says, the beginning of each day is also. Because at the beginning of the day, you haven't yet gotten off track. You haven't gotten far from Hashem. Mo'ida ani lefanecha melechavikayim shal zomishma. Mo'ida ani lefanecha, lefanecha, lefanecha. If a person could hold on to the lefanecha the entire day, then he wouldn't get old. he wouldn't get tired. If he could hold on to lefanecha, 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 the whole day lefanecha. But tzaddikim live like that. That's how Shulchan Aruch begins. Ha'ochem lefnei Hashem. The tzaddikim are walking every single second lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem. Shivis Hashem and Hadi Samit. Every second. So that's like the lechem upon him. It's ha. It doesn't get stale. Nimtza she'ik in the kudas achidah she'esh na mitfil l'rusa comes out that the ik in the kudas achidah that you have from one davening to another davening, miyoyim liyoyim, from one day to the next, and mizman lizman, and from time to time, any b'chitzani, he's not going to find that in the words, just in the outside, just by mumbling the words. No, every day is the same as the day before and the next day. Elam in the kudas kirves Hashem. You'll find that in that tachlis of what davening is all about, which we're going to learn more about next time, the whole tachlis of davening is to set you up in that way of kirves Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. Torah is fantastic. Mitzvahs are fantastic. But there's nothing else that we do as Jews that is completely singularly for that one purpose of lifnei Hashem, davening. Lifnei Hashem. And that's why he says, Elam nekudas kirves Hashem shod emesik b'tfilah zu mitfilah acheres. And that nekud of kirves Hashem, of closeness to God, there was never two days, never two times that are the same. Sham munachas nekudas achedesh. There is to be found the nekud of chedesh in davening. That's where the nekud of chedesh is to be found in davening. Mr. Shem, we're going to talk specifically about how that works in davening next time. Shkai.